If you're joined now by a very special guest, Rohan Verma is the CEO of MapMyIndia. MapMyIndia is an Indian app. It gives us fantastic solutions to get from one part of our country to the other. I use it all the time. It does work quite well. And the reason we are talking to him is because so many of you have written in to us and said, what's going to happen to us during the G20 days? How are we going to get from point A to point B? I don't understand the locations which have been mentioned by the police. Because it's not easy to find those locations. Therefore, I can head in a particular direction. But what if I actually get stuck? So I've got before I go across to Rohan, I've actually got the app up with me over here. Just to show you the three-dimensional view that it offers. It's got several other modes as well. And, you know, it operates like most other apps. You just have to search for a particular location. For example, I've got Indira Gandhi International Airport already marked. And you click on directions below and you can go on the best route. And then if you hit start, like any other app, it'll give you the best way of getting there right now. And it says, it tells me I'll reach in 33 minutes. I'm 21 kilometers away. This is actually the best view to see it at night. But this is not necessarily what you're going to be seeing if you're up early tomorrow morning in traffic-restricted areas. If you want to get to a place, then they will tell you how to get there, taking into account the route diversions which take place. So, Rohan, that's really interesting. And tell our viewers a little bit about that, about how if they use this app, they'll be able to find their way from one part of Delhi to the other.
Thanks, Vishnu, for having me. Users can live their ordinary life, just download the Mapples app, and anywhere that you want to go, you can search as you showed correctly, and it'll give you the route that you have to take, and it'll navigate you accurately and smoothly. Now, under the hood, what's happening is the Delhi police has shared with us all the road closures and traffic restrictions that are there in the control zones, regulated zones, etc. So the app will route you around that. If you have to get to, say, the other side of Delhi, and it won't give you the typical routes that you would take through the New Delhi area. And if your destination is within that control zone, it will tell you that, look, you can't go there, but you can take your car to, let's say, the nearby road closure where you can get off. So that's how, you know, using technology, we go ahead with our regular life in a simple, easy way. But under the hood, a lot of tech is being used to kind of make it easy and, you know, understand all the routes that have been closed, all the places. You know, when you read the advisory in print, you just can't understand it.
Exactly.
But using the Apple's app, it kind of just is like every day. You're just going to search for a place, navigate to it, and it'll tell you the right route that you have to take, avoiding the road closures.
In fact, I was trying to work on this morning, and I went through the various sites which have actually been outlined by the Delhi police, trying to put it on Google Maps and then moving from location to location to location. And I couldn't even find many of those locations on Google Maps. Whereas what you're saying is all one needs to do on the G20 days is enter your start point and your destination, and you get the perfect route, right?
That's right. I mean, we're very happy the Delhi police kind of reached out to us, embraced us. They tested out our tech. They tested out Google's tech. They found that that couldn't solve their problem. So they shared with us the route closures, and they've been really great support, great organizers, and leveraging Mapples as a tool to aid the lives of kind of visitors as well as residents.
Yeah. Okay, so some specific questions. What about traffic buildup? Is that something, because that is a concern, will that be showed as well in areas on the routes that people want to get through?
That's right, Vishnu. We continue to show you real-time traffic on the map. It gives you voice guidance. So if there is traffic buildup, you'll see that. We're also allowing users to post any difficulties they have on the map when they're navigating. If they see traffic jams or bottlenecks or kind of unshared or unannounced road closures or any untoward incident, people can simply post it on the map. It's like a hyper-local social media. And because we're in touch with Delhi police, we'll be able to kind of convey that. They'll be able to use that to kind of respond to any such kind of untoward or unplanned incident, all with the idea of making this smooth, this massive logistical exercise of G20.
You know, I think quite apart from this, the fact that you have chosen to make an Indian app using Indian satellites to an Indian requirement is really impressive. What is the future of the Mapples app?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you use the Mapples app and you've been kind enough to talk about it, there's so many more features that are relevant to India, like junction views when you have to figure out whether you have to go up a flyover or avoid it. In Google, it's just two squiggly lines. You can't really make the difference. But in Mapples app, it kind of clearly shows you in 3D whether to climb or avoid the flyover. We've been doing this for 28 years, building the most advanced digital maps down to house address level in 3D and 360. It's just a shame that people didn't know about Mapples because Google goes preloaded on Android phones. But in the last few months, we've seen millions of users download it as they've realized that, you know, it's far more advanced and far more suited for India. So we're very excited about the future. And also as part of digital public infrastructure, the whole Mapples MapMyIndia stack of maps and technology is not just for India. We can export it to the global south, other countries, just the way payments and UPI is being exported. Even Mapples MapMyIndia can be an Indian technology platform that can be used to serve the other countries. And we're excited about that future too.
But Rohan, I have a grouse with your app, and that is that I don't get to see very high resolution satellite imagery, which I love. Why is that?
No, absolutely. Actually, you know, the regulations didn't permit, high resolution satellite imagery, but somehow these foreign apps have skirted that. We've tried to stick to the Indian regulations. We're supporting ISRO with ISRO satellite imagery is what we show. Over time, ISRO will have high resolution imagery. So we really hope that, you know, people support the Indian ISRO, which has been a great mentor to us, as well as MapMyIndia. And don't allow the foreign apps, just because they're foreign, they're able to kind of skirt regulations. It's quite unfair. And then people believe that it's better. So we've stuck to the Indian regulations. We want Indian technology to, and we want Indian people to support us.
All right. Well, it's been fantastic speaking to you, Rohan. Day after tomorrow, I get to work at about 4:30 a.m. To head to the Bharat Mandapam. And I'll be using your app as I drive in. And hopefully, we'll see how well it works. Thanks very much and congratulations. It's a great, it's in public interest to actually have this out. Thanks very much.